Saturday was churning day, and I liked to see the little drops of buttermilk ooze out on top of the yellow butter as Mama worked it in the big wooden bowl with a curved wooden paddle. Then it was my job to use the same wooden bowl to cream the sugar and butter for the Sunday cake, the inevitable Sunday cake. The Sunday cake, and a lot of other food for that matter, was a necessity. They were prepared with the experienced expectancy of a house full of hungry relatives or friends or both before that day would be over. If they arrived before noon, we sat at the big dining room table for Mama's hot fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and cream gravy dinner. If they arrived in the afternoon, they had to stay for a paper plate supper of cold fried chicken and sandwiches, which we generally ate on the front porch, complete with flies and good fellowship.